The next practice is impermanence. Here again, there are two levels. One, impermanence is at the grosser level, like death or other misfortunes or when certain experiences change or end. The more subtle impermanence is that of momentary change. Modern physics has also explained this. For example, this flower in front of me is changing at a very subtle level, ever changing in a wave-like fashion, like energy. This is subtle impermanence. The realization of impermanence is very useful and important because you realize that it occurs simply through its own causes. Therefore, the disintegration or impermanent nature of phenomena does not depend on the need to encounter new causes and conditions. Due to their very nature of being produced by their causes and conditions, they are subject to disintegration and change. Take the case of our body or our life. From the Buddhist point of view, there is no possibility of permanent happiness as long as everything is controlled, influenced, or governed by ignorance. Once ignorance is eliminated, nirvana is achieved. As long as the same mind is influenced by ignorance, and as long as that situation lasts, that is samsara. As soon as ignorance is eliminated, suffering ceases. That is moksha or liberation. Moksha or salvation is not a state of bliss or something external. It is an internal quality. Thus, the awareness of the deeper level of impermanence is very helpful in order to develop the desire or determination to achieve liberation. In this way, when we think about the different levels of the nature of impermanence, we enter the second scope or second stage of practice of meditation on the path to enlightenment. By reflecting on the meaning of the grosser level of impermanence, we generate a strong aspiration to achieve something better in the next life. And when we think about the nature of the subtle level of impermanence, we generate a strong aspiration to achieve nirvana.